Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm so honored to have you here meditating. And I want to congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And every single day on the podcast, I release a brand new meditation customized around a weekly theme, and I always share a different technique. And you don't have to do the techniques. They're there for you as an option to help you focus your mind when you get that monkey mind, when your mind starts to wander. But you can also do meditation techniques throughout your day when you're not in your nice meditation space, because usually that's not when you're going to encounter your biggest stress triggers. You're going to encounter your stress triggers usually when you are out going about your day. And so I encourage you to try these meditation techniques when you encounter your stress triggers throughout the day. Well, in today's episode, which is episode 653, we begin a brand new meditation series. And our series for this week coincides with launching into spring. So we are celebrating spring where I live in the Northern Hemisphere as I record this. If you live in the Southern Hemisphere, you are getting ready to celebrate autumn. So this is a time when the seasons are getting ready to shift and to change. With autumn, you're becoming more interiorized. The earth around you is becoming quieter and is transitioning. And this also, you are very connected to your outdoor environment. This is going to create a more reflective space for you. Well, if you are going into spring, maybe you're noticing the cherry blossoms start to bloom. You're noticing the buds on flowers, tulips, daffodils start to come out. And you are realizing a rebirth. After the quiet months of fall and winter, you're noticing a rebirth. So I thought that this was a great time. I love to share a detoxification, cleansing, renewal series with you every time the seasons change. And so this week is all about you detoxing. Now you'll detox your thoughts, your body, your relationships, what you're currently very much engaged in, how you approach your work, how you approach your to-do list and getting those important tasks done that you really want to get done. So I'm going to be guiding you through this series this week. You'll learn all kinds of different meditation techniques that you can do on or off your meditation cushion. And I hope you feel renewed after this series. So in today's meditation, we're going to start with your mindset. And this is a mindset I'd love for you to keep with you throughout the week as you do this series. You can head over to sipandom.com. That's my website. And you can go to this detoxification meditation series. And you'll notice all the links and all the techniques that I share throughout the week. And you will also find there a place where you can join the free private Facebook group that goes along with this daily meditation podcast, and you can request to join that and take part in a detox challenge. And you'll also find that you can join this private Facebook group if you head over to Sipinom Facebook page. That's probably the easiest place to go if you're on your mobile device. Just head over to Sipinom Facebook and send me a message and just say, hey, please add me to your group. I check those every day and I'll add you within 24 hours. So I'm thrilled to be sharing today's meditation with you. Whether you're listening to this as you're walking, running, commuting to work, whether you are cleaning your home, whether you are lying down, whether you are hopefully, and this is the best place to do the meditation, in a quiet spot, uninterrupted, with you seated, with your spine straight, whether you're on the floor or in a chair or on the end of your bed, seated with a straight spine, beginning to relax your body is going to give you the best benefits. But I know we all start somewhere, and I honor you for exactly where you are, how you're doing this meditation today. So we're going to relax the different areas of your body, and then I'll guide you through the meditation. After the meditation, I encourage you to keep that space that you've cultivated and worked so hard to create as you meditate. Write in a journal, sip a cup of tea, go slowly back into your day. And this will help you to keep the meditation close to you. So here we go. Sit up straight, relax your spine, you can close your eyes. And as they're closed, keep them slightly elevated. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands on your lap with the palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Breathe into and open up any areas of tension you feel in your body, knowing that the pain you may have may not go away immediately, but you can still do this meditation. It's one of the best things you could do for yourself. And notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Doesn't it feel good just to do that? Breathing. Feel the cool, cleansing air detox your whole body as you inhale through your nose. Hold that breath. Pause between the inhale and exhale for as long as you feel comfortable, always allowing and never forcing. And exhale through your nose, releasing toxins, tension, let it go. As you detox your thoughts in this meditation, I want you to think about not so much what you release. What you release is not as important as what you accept, how you expand yourself and allow yourself to be open. So focus on what you'll open yourself up to this week. Start small. Do something you know will make a difference as you go into a new season. Choose something that is very doable, yet will make a profound difference. The smallest things done consistently often bring about the biggest changes in your life. I've had the opportunity to spend lots of time with some incredible high achievers and in all areas of life, through their careers, athletics, people who have incredible relationships. And what you'll notice is that there is a focus on doing one thing really well consistently. And that is often the key to their success. It's not a big elaborate system or framework or support that some of these incredible people have. It's conscious focus on creating small, consistent improvements. And this is what you can do for yourself right now, this week. You can start today. Open up and expand yourself. One new aspect of your life this season. And share it with us on the Facebook page. As you inhale and exhale, inhale with your inner resolve for what you're going to do and focus on. As you inhale, feel yourself expand and open up to new possibilities. As you exhale, feel yourself spread this expansiveness throughout your entire body. You are perfect just the way you are. You don't need to release anything. Simply open yourself up to more of who you are. Continue these beautiful sensations you're creating for yourself. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.